It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce, a membership organization that serves and advances the business interests of our community and builds a sustainable community where business thrives. Get more info on them online at carolinachamber.org. You can get more info on the town of Hillsboro online at hillsboronc.gov. And joining us today on the phone, we have the Mayor Pro Tem of Hillsboro, Jen Weaver, filling in for Tom Stevens this week. Jen, thanks for being with us today. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
And we've got a board meeting tonight at 7 o'clock with a couple of items on the agenda, including the train station. I know it's going to be on the agenda. A couple of other big items are on it as well. So what's going to be on tap for this evening?
Well, the train station conversation, we're very excited to just even be starting to think about the design and what the train station will look like. So no big decisions on that, but just starting the conversation. Staff needs to have an idea of which direction the town board is headed. So it's a preliminary conversation looking towards a bigger, more specific one at our January workshop.
Other items on the agenda for tonight. I know utility payments, which is something that that Hillsboro residents are particularly concerned about. Habitat for Humanity might be picking up a property on Latimer Drive, right?
Yeah. So this is a couple of things. In the first, less exciting, I would say, or less enticing, would be the matter of perhaps adding credit card surcharges to the utility fees, which is something we've done in the past, mm-hmm. but haven't done with our current vendor, but that we're thinking of changing that again. And so we'll be talking about whether or not to do that this evening, and hoping to hear more from the public on that. And then the Latimer Street property was one where we had it stemmed from an inquiry from an adjacent property owner who was interested in acquiring it, and this is how it came to the town board's attention that the town of Hillsboro owned this piece of property, which was kind of exciting to learn, and it's not something the town is likely to do anything with, so we were interested in reaching out to Habitat to see if they might be interested, so that's on the docket for this evening.
How many, what is the process of the town kind of keeping track of the properties that it owns?
Boy, is that a good question, and I wish I had a direct answer for you. I have full confidence that we do keep track of that, but I think that this was just, I do not know the full story of how we specify that.
All right. Well, all of that is tonight, again, 7 p.m. in the town hall annex just off of Churton Street on Corbin. 7 p.m. is the meeting. HillsboroNC.gov is the website to get the full agenda and more information. Speaking with Mayor Pro Tem Jen Weaver, and we started by talking about the train station, which is part of the kind of the larger transportation plan. North Carolina Department of Transportation had a meeting just last week talking about a potential future project widening South Churton Street, which is another significant portion of the town's kind of long-term transportation future. How did that meeting go, and what was the conversation like?
Well, there were a lot of questions. So it's important to remember that the prospect of widening South Churton has been in the state funding process for about 12 years. So it really takes a long time for projects to matriculate through that and be deemed worthy of funding. So, and 12 years ago when this first started, there was a South Churton corridor plan done with a lot of citizen input, a lot of input from residents. From where I sit, things have changed. We have new information. So I have a lot of questions about the scale of this project. Is it appropriate? Will it do what we want it to do? And so that's what a lot of my questions centered around.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I think that we know more things about what cars do. So when you've got a bigger, wider road, cars are going to go faster. And is that necessarily what we want? And then there's the question of the the road then narrows again, of course, because it has to get across the river mm-hmm. to head into town. and then a newer project that was also part of that meeting is the Orange Grove Road extension, which has also been in the conversation for a while, though not as long as South Churton Street. And so that would be an east-west connection and an additional way for the future residents of Collins Ridge to make their way out of the highway. So we really have, and that would be where the train station is too. Mm-hmm. So that would be an additional way to funnel people out from the train station. They're huge transformational projects. So we really have to take tender care to be sure that they will get us what we want and, you know, shape the town of Hillsborough in the way our community is looking for. So it's going to be tough.
What's the next step in that process?
So I believe with both of these that we're in the public comment period that lasts through the end of this month. So I encourage any listeners to go look at the plan and provide any public comment about the South Churton Street plan. And then we will see any adjustments on that, that the town plans to submit comments as well. And then I'm sorry to say, I think that the Orange Grove Road project is not necessarily on that same schedule as far as the public comment period. And I just can't remember. I should have looked at it before I called in. But it's very important that all of these are done in a particular order. if all the projects go forward, because that will also be improving the interchange at I-85 in South Churton too. So it's very complicated. But construction on any of these wouldn't begin until about 2024.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot to consider. And I know every time a big project like this comes up, it's always just sort of fascinating to me to think about all of the different facets and all of the different town and community goals that go into and the trade-offs and the back and forth between making sure traffic gets in and out smoothly, maintaining speed on the roads, and then and then keeping up with all of the other town goals like eco-friendliness and making sure that we've
Absolutely.
Got a green policy. And I know there's a committee that's starting to form, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think if I'm remembering right, you're on this, right, with people from Chapel Hill and Carrboro and Orange County?
Yeah, it's a very sort of ad hoc. Informal.
Right, right.
A couple of folks that are just interested in thinking in a more regional community way outside of just our own jurisdictions, because all of the jurisdictions have things that we're working towards to mitigate and contend with climate change. But obviously, you know, we're all part of we're breathing the same air.
Yep.
And we're very much connected to each other. And that's something that is so important when it comes to these transportation decisions, because it is, you know, the system is very much geared towards making things easier for cars. And we're very much at the mercy of that state funding system. And it is, I think we all have to be doing some really hard thinking about what it is, how we're willing to change our communities and change the way we do things, and ask that the powers that at whose mercy we lie are also willing to really make some changes to live through the values that we're all saying we're reaching towards.
Speaking with Jen Weaver again, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information. Other things on your mind, other things happening in Hillsborough that people ought to know about?
I think we've covered the big ones. One more thing I want to add about tonight that's just a fun item is it's the Employee Milestone Awards. And myself and Commissioner Ferguson will be getting our 5-year awards. But more exciting is we have several employees getting 20- and 30-year awards. So they've really dedicated a lot of service to the town, and we're really grateful and excited to honor them this evening.
Again, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government, including the full agenda for tonight's meeting at 7 o'clock in the Town Hall Annex. Visit hillsboroughnc.com for a full events and happenings calendar as well. Jen Weaver, thank you so much for being with us today.
You bet.